to Kabul now, and joining us live from Kabul is the Afghanistan editor at the Wall Street Journal, Yaroslav Trofimov. Yaroslav, welcome to the program.
Great to be on the show.
Your name is straight from Chekhov. I love that. A fabulous character from The Cherry Orchard. But we didn't call you to talk about that. Three-way talks between the U.S., the Afghan government, and the Taliban reportedly underway. The headline seems to be the Taliban is granting the Afghan government some measure of legitimacy that it wasn't willing to grant up until today, perhaps. Yaroslav?
Well, that's correct. The biggest obstacle to this whole year-old negotiating process was that the Taliban were perfectly willing to talk with the U.S. and with the international community. But up until now, we're saying that Karzai is just an American puppet and there is no point really speaking with him. So now this appears to be the first time, and this is really recent, happened over the last few weeks, there has been at least one, maybe more, meetings where the Americans, members of Mr. Karzai's administration, and Taliban representatives were all sitting in the same place discussing how to move this peace process forward.
What does President Karzai
told us?
Yeah. What does President Karzai say about these talks?
Well, he said that the Taliban have been speaking, the senior most Taliban have actually been speaking to him and his aides for quite a while, even though they were denying this in public. But this was the first time that all three sides, the Americans, the Taliban, and his government met to move this process forward. And he also said he believes that the vast majority of the Taliban want peace and want this war to end.
Does that mean that Karzai is willing to accept some form of power sharing with the Taliban?
Well, he didn't go into that. Obviously, there will be an election in 2014, and there will be a new president because President Karzai constitutionally is not allowed to run. So, yes, obviously, if you recognize the Taliban as a legitimate political force, they will have quite some power in any future arrangement.
In terms of military arrangements and the presence of ISAF and NATO inside Afghanistan, is that on the table? And do U.S. representatives have anything to say about that?
Well, according to the current timetable, pretty much all the combat forces, American and Western, will have to leave Afghanistan by the end of 2014. And the U.S. and Afghanistan are still negotiating this strategic partnership deal that would maybe allow the presence of military forces beyond the deadline. So the Taliban clearly think that they are they're going to be able to exploit this and be maybe militarily put pressure and maybe overthrow the regime in Kabul. But on the other hand, the Taliban also know that even if they were to win the war, they would be very hard-pressed to govern the country without foreign aid, without foreign assistance, without foreign recognition. So they better need this international legitimacy that the talks could provide them.
And the U.S. needs the Taliban to be a part of the political process? They're willing to tolerate that?
Well, yes. I mean, the U.S. is backing those talks. The U.S. is participating in those talks. So both the U.S. and Karzai are on board with that.
So, granting legitimacy to the Afghan government, that's what the Taliban is doing. The U.S. granting some legitimacy politically to the Taliban, who are in direct talks now, three-way talks between the Taliban, the Afghan president, Hamid Karzai, and U.S. representatives. We're speaking with Yaroslav Trofimov, Afghanistan editor at The Wall Street Journal, live from Kabul. Thanks so much.
Great being on the show. Thank you.